listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, we want to talk about something pretty special from an amazing passage of Scripture. We want to talk about the Messiah's satisfaction. I'm going to read you from Isaiah chapter 53, verses 10 and 11, where we read, "Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When you make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the labor of his soul and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant shall justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities." In this deep and powerful section of Isaiah 53, the prophet enters into perhaps the deepest section with these two verses. We feel that we enter into a virtual holy of holies when we read the words, "Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief." The prophet gloriously and emphatically stated that the suffering of the servant of the Lord was ordained by the Lord. It was even for his pleasure. Please see, this was God's doing. We read, "He has put him to grief." Jesus was no victim of circumstances or at the mercy of political or military power. It was the planned, ordained work of the Lord God, prophesied by Isaiah hundreds of years before it happened. This was God's victory, not the triumph of either Satan or man. As Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 19, God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. The Father and the Son worked together at the cross. Though Jesus was treated as if he were an enemy of God, he was not an enemy. Even as Jesus was punished as if he were a sinner, he was performing the most holy service unto God that the Father ever saw, that was ever offered unto him. That's why Isaiah can say, "Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him," in verse 10. In and of itself, the suffering of the Son did not please the Father, but as it accomplished the work of reconciling the world to himself, it was completely pleasing to God the Father. Isaiah continues, "When you make his soul an offering for sin." The Hebrew here speaks of a specific sacrificial sin offering as described in Leviticus chapter 5. The idea of a substitutionary atonement for sin cannot more specifically be stated in the Scriptures. And it was this, the becoming of the sin sacrifice, more than the physical suffering that Jesus dreaded. When Jesus experienced this on the cross, he felt the sting of sin more severely than we ever would, because he felt the horror of sin as someone who did know sin. It's the sight and the sense of evil offended his holy soul far more deeply than it ever could ours. Isaiah also says in these verses, "He shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand." The death, the burial, the offering of the Messiah did not end the story. He lives on. He lives to see his seed, that is his spiritual descendants. It says that he shall prolong his days and not be under the curse of death. And the life he lives after his death and burial is glorious. His life shall be lived prospering in the pleasure of the Lord. Our text also says, "He shall see the travail of his soul and be satisfied." The Messiah will look upon his work, with full view of the travail of his soul, and in the end, he shall be satisfied. The Messiah will have no regrets. Every bit of the suffering and agony was worth it, and it brought about a satisfactory result. As the last lines to the hymn by Malty Babcock put it, "This is my Father's world. The battle is not done. Jesus who died shall be satisfied, and earth and heaven be one." It is wonderful to read that Jesus, our Messiah and Savior, the perfect servant, was satisfied with his work at the cross. At the end of it all, he believed it was worth it because it brought us close to God through his sacrifice on the cross. Friends, if Jesus was satisfied, then so should we be satisfied. Let us rest in the satisfaction of the Messiah and rest in that today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.